Thank you very much for sticking around for the last talk of this session. And I'd like to start by thanking Rose Breed for enabling this project. And I always love to work as a team. And this team was amazing. I'd like to thank David Slezak and Stan Hokeson and their team for making the population and for doing all this phenotypic screening. And postdoc Jason Zern for teaching me how to do linkage mapping and segmental autopolyploids. I hope I'm a good student. And so it's a case study in rows. That's what I'll be talking about today. So with rose genetics, roses, the ploidy ranges from diploid to pentaploid, and they are segmental allopolyploid. So they primarily undergo random pairing, but it is really possible to have preferential pairing. So that means you would expect both bivalent and multivalent pairing. So you have to take that into account when doing linkage mapping. So if it's random pairing, like in an autopolyploid, you have a range of segregation ratios depending on the genotype of the female and male parent that you see in the five genotypes of the progeny. So, of course, you have your both homozygous, A and B, but you have the three classes of heterozygous that differ in the dosage of the A and the B alleles. And since it's a segmental autopolyploid, you also have to account for allopolyploidy. And in this case, you have to account for the three segregation ratios of 1:1, 1:2:1, and 1:3:1 that you see in when you have preferential pairing. So the objectives of this project was first to demonstrate how new software programs can be used to map segmental allopolyploids and autopolyploids, to identify the genomic location of the rose black spot resistance gene, RDR3, and to identify candidate genes in that region. So, as I said, Stan and David did the population development. RDR3 was initially identified in George Vancouver by Whitaker et al. When he was doing his graduate studies with Stan. And Stan did the two-wave pseudotest cross-population. And so we had 94 individuals from Morden Blush and George Vancouver, that is the resistant parent, and they phenotyped them using a detached leaf assay. And you can see the resistant and the susceptible response. It's pretty easy to tell. So resistant was identified as resistant by observing a non-expanding lesion and the absence of acervoli. And a susceptible reaction, we had an expanding lesion and or presence of acervoli. So the genotyping was done with the 68K Axiom array that was developed in the Netherlands, and we used the software FitPoly to assign the dosage. So you can see the five clusters. So the red on each end are the homozygous, and then the three clusters in the middle are the three different heterozygous clusters. So FitPoly allows you to identify the genotype and assign anywhere from 0 to 4 for the dosage and an A for missing. So FitPoly was used for that. And it takes a lot of time to prepare the data. So that is really the first step after you get the raw data. So with the Rose Axiom chip, each marker is duplicated, serving as an internal standard. So two things we look at when we're curating the data first. So as you can see, so those are the marker ID are the names of that probe. but they interrogate the same marker. And so you look for whether the parents have the same genotype, so it's 1010 in both probes, and you want to see that you have the correct segregation, right? So you would expect one-to-one segregation of AAAA to AAAB, so a nulliplex and simplex. And you want to make sure that the parental genotypes, yes, as I said, they match what you would expect in the progeny. So, so I talked about that, one-to-one. And then in this case, the parents are likely to be AABB by AABB because of the segregation ratio of the progeny. So it looks like the marker is shifted to the right. So the two should be here. So we should have 1 to 8 to 18 to 8 to 1, and then so the BBBB class is missing. So you have to do a lot of curating of the data as a first step. So once you've done that, then you're going to impute the missing values from the duplicate probes for each SNP. You're going to exclude the SNPs that contain, you can do what you like, but that's what we've done. Exclude the SNPs that contain more than 10% missing values or NA values. And also you want to exclude the duplicate samples and samples with a high number of missing values or incorrect genotype. So from 94 progeny, we ended up with the 87 progeny that we use in the mapping. So then the next step is to start using PolyMapper, which is in our package, for doing the mapping. So in the first step, it's just like in any pseudotest cross progeny, you are looking at the markers that are segregating one-to-one. And so you establish chromosomal linkage groups using your simplex by nulliplex, where you would expect one-to-one segregation ratio. And so then the next step, you identify the homologs using your simplex by simplex or simplex by duplex markers. And we give the example there. So this figure shows the simplex by simplex by nulliplex linkage groups. So all these numbers here are your groups, and the linkages between them are the connections between your simplex by nulliplex and your simplex by simplex and simplex by duplex markers. And the circles here are your homologous groups. So you would expect in an autotetraploid four groups, like in the pink group there, you have 11, 17, 16, and 15. But we had, if you look at, for example, the red group, we had seven groups. We used the high LOD LOD score, 6.5, and we did not want to discard a lot of the markers, so that's why we did that. Okay, so then next, so you saw that there was fragmentation when we used the high LOD. So we use a network analysis between each of the markers to reduce the fragmentation and to discard the markers that will not fit. So like here, this group here, the red group, we have markers that did not really group, and we can discard them, and we end up with the four homologous groups. And we had to lower the LOD to do that. Okay. Then you assign the remaining marker groups. As I showed you, there were a lot of different marker classes. And then we use multi-dimensional scaling algorithm to order the markers. And this multi-dimensional scaling is a statistical procedure used to reduce the complexity of the correlated data. And it's really fun to turn them around and then look at it. So the mapping algorithm used is in our package called MDS Map. And this package plots a line through the data from one end of the chromosome to the other. And then anything that's an outlier, you can see, especially when you rotate the 3D figure. So what you have there is what we circled in red and in yellow are outliers, and you remove them. And at this stage, you can also see inversions. They're kind of squiggly lines. They're not just straight from one end to the other. So when you remove the outliers, you're able to correct sometimes for the inversions. Okay, then after that, you test for preferential pairing, and you reorder if needed. And in our case, we didn't have any preferential pairing, so we didn't need to reorder. Then we have the integrated map, consensus map. It contains 6,528 markers in 4,070 bins, and we have our expected 7 linkage group. And as expected from the haploid length, it is about 400 centimorgans, and it's highly collinear with the Rosa chinensis genome assembly. Sorry, I work a lot on Rubus. So our dot is Rubus for me. So RDR was located on chromosome 6. It's a 2.1 centimorgan region that corresponds to 2.3 megabases when we look at the Rosa chinensis assembly by Raymond et al. And it's very exciting. It's a new locus because the previously identified R genes were either on chromosome 1, like RDR 1 and 2, or on chromosome 5, RDR4, and that's something that also Jason, this team also identified. So Jason was able to identify the region using the Raymond et al. Assembly. It contains 263 genes, and there are 11 resistance-associated genes in that region. So we will be targeting those for developing markers. So in summary, new packages in R allow for easy dosage assignment and mapping in segmental allopolyploids and autopolyploids. Nahla needs to learn R. RDR3 maps to a chromosome 6 homologue. And it's a novel gene and not an allele of RDR1, 2, or 4. And guess how many genes are associated with resistance, where the three X's are. I forgot to replace the 11 there. So future work is to develop a test for DNA-informed breeding. And, of course, I'd like to acknowledge every single member on this wonderful team and funding and our partners in RoseBreed. And our international partners, of course. And I'll take any question.
You have an interesting definition of easy, an easy R package.
Oh, did I say easy?
It's not easy.
Well, you know, if honestly, if I can learn it, it's not that difficult. You know, yeah, Jason learned it on his own, and then he's the expert now.
Okay.
So if you have questions, please contact Jason. You know, if you start using it and you say, okay, I'm trying to write the whole protocol. I started and I told him I'll send it to him to edit, and I'm happy to share that with anybody who asks. He says it's easy. You just follow the vignette. I'm like, okay. I try to follow the vignette, but I still need more hand-holding. I'm sorry.
God bless our postdoc.
Yes.
Okay, well, that concludes Ornamental Plant Breeding 2. Thank you very much, everybody, for attending.